Hello, fun people. Today, I want to explore whether or not Isabella is capable of growing Rapunzel's golden flower. You see, this idea came up originally because on Twitter, a fan asked Jared Bush, one of Encanto's directors, if Isabella could recreate mythical plants if she was given some kind of reference. The example they specifically brought up was the sundrop flower from Tangled. It's the flower that was able to heal anyone who sang the healing incantation to it, and was used to save Queen Ariana when she fell ill when she was pregnant with Rapunzel. Now, Jared Bush explained that some of the plants that Isabella created when she began to unleash her powers weren't real plants, meaning that she has allowed herself to break some rules in nature when she uses her powers. She can apparently summon new species and manipulate plants to come to life in the way she envisions them. So that means it's possible that she could create Rapunzel's golden flower, at least the appearance of one. Unfortunately, by the time of the madrigals in the 20th century, there likely weren't any more golden flowers naturally in the world. You see, during Rapunzel's life, the golden flower was an extremely rare magical item. In Tangled the series, we were told that the sundrop fell from the heavens a millennium before Rapunzel was born, and throughout those centuries, there were warlocks, scientists, and soldiers who spent their entire lives obsessing over and searching for the sundrop. Even someone like the legendary Lord Demanitus, who spent his entire life researching the sundrop, inevitably was unable to discover it. And once Mother Gothel found and hid the golden flower, no one stood a chance at finding it until she made a mistake. But long before Rapunzel, the golden flower was able to appear in places far from the kingdom of Corona. In Moana, there's flowers that resemble the one from Tangled across Motunui. One exists on the pathway down from the top of the island. It is shown during How Far I'll Go. And another was near the shore and was seen when Moana's island was being revitalized after Moana restored Tafiti's heart. But did those flowers actually hold the power of the sundrop? I think they did. In Moana's era, the magic of the natural world was much more present and alive compared to the time periods we see in Tangled and Encanto. Moana lived in a time where magic was everywhere. The heart of Tafiti, the source of all life on Earth, was known by everyone, and people knew that every human soul lived on in the ocean when they died. The door to the demon realm was also wide open, and the ocean was a living being. So maybe thousands of years before Rapunzel, the mysterious events that led a sundrop falling to Earth were once more common. I mean, if there's two golden flowers on one small island in the middle of the ocean while no one can find one thousands of years later, then I think it makes sense that the world had once been rained down on by sundrops. And maybe the sundrop within Rapunzel was just the last one to exist. Sure, after Rapunzel, there could have been more events that were releasing sundrops onto Earth, but I don't think that's the case. There was already a trend of fewer golden flowers existing between Moana and Tangled, and Encanto seems to support that trend too. Beyond the madrigals in Encanto, magic wasn't as prevalent as it was during Moana or Rapunzel's lives. In that era, there was no knowledge of magic. The madrigal's miracle seemed to be an isolated magical event that no one could have predicted at the time. So I don't think there were any golden flowers left on Earth by the time of the madrigals, which would mean that there were no living golden flowers for Isabella to reference. Isabella would likely only be able to look at artistic depictions of the golden flower from during Rapunzel's life. Yes, I think Isabella would be able to make an infinite number of flowers that would look identical to the golden flower, but would Isabella be able to replicate the power of the sundrop? Right now, there's no way of knowing how far Isabella's gift could be pushed. Can she create edible plants that are able to heal people like her mother? Can she make sentient plants in a similar way to how Elsa was able to create sentient snowmen? Or is she only able to manipulate the look and feel of the plants she creates? I mean, we don't even know for sure if the source of the madrigal's miracle was more powerful than the source of the sundrop. If Isabella's gifts came from a weaker magic than the heavens that created the sundrop, then of course Isabella would be unable to recreate the magic within any golden flower she grew. And honestly, it's hard for me to imagine that the madrigal's gifts are more powerful than the sundrop. I mean, the sundrop was a complex and formidable force. The sundrop could heal people, yes, but it also was able to extend people's lives, could open portals to other dimensions, and could be unleashed as a protective weapon against evil. But even if Isabella did wield the gift that could recreate the sundrop, I think the sad reality is that she never have a chance of creating a true golden flower. If all of the golden flowers on Earth had truly been destroyed, then Isabella would have no way of learning how the Sundrop's magic worked. Maybe Isabella would be able to create some kind of magic that was similar to the legends that were recorded by citizens within the Kingdom of Corona, but I don't think she'd ever be able to truly create a flower exactly like Rapunzel's golden flower. Fun people, if you're interested in exclusive weekly live streams with me, early access to new videos, and the ability to chat in our community's private Discord server, consider supporting the channel over on Patreon, which is linked down below. And finally, I'm Isaac Carlson. Thanks for watching, and have a magical day.